When we walk with the Lord in the light of His word, what a glory He sheds on our way. While we do His good will, He abides with us still, and with all who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a shadow can rise, not a cloud in the skies, but His smile quickly drives it away. Not a doubt or a fear, not a sight or a tear can abide while we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Not a burden we bear, not a sorrow we share, but a toil He does richly repay. Not a grief or a loss, not a frown or a cross, but is blessed if we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. But we never can prove the delights of His love until on the altar we lay. For the favor He shows and the joy He bestows are for them who we trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Then in fellowship sweet, we will sit at His feet, or we walk by His side in the way. What He says we do, where He sends we go. Never fear, only trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Our Father and our God, Ancient of Days, Jehovah the Man of War, the God that reigns supreme, the Sovereign God, the Self-Existent God, the God that was, that is, and is to come, the Unchanging Changer, Merciful Father, Gracious God, Awesome Daddy, Marvelous God, we give You praise, we give You honor, we give You adoration, because You alone deserve all praise. You alone we have come tonight even to praise, O Lord, to honor and to adore in our midst, in the name of Jesus. Daddy, we decree and declare that Your kingdom come, even in our gathering of tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, Your counsel alone stand, even concerning our coming together of tonight, in the name of Jesus. Father, in unity of purpose, O Lord, in oneness, O Lord, as we seek Your face, as we go over Your word, to be empowered by Your word, and even to better our relationship with You, that we pray, O Lord, You will do unto us according to what we request of You, as we request request of you, as we request of our lives, and even of brethren in the Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, that they will come against every principalities and power, as we decree and declare that the earth is yours and the fullness thereof. The world and they that dwell therein, for you have founded it upon the sea and established upon the flocks. Who shall ascend unto the hills of the Lord, or who shall stand in his holy place? He who have a clean heart and a pure heart, who has not lifted up his soul to vanity nor sworn deceitfully. The same shall receive blessings from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. This is the generation of them that seek it, that seek their face. O Jacob, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up, ye everlasting doors. Lift up your heads, O ye ancient doors of nation, of state, of neighborhood, of county, Father, of every vicinity and area that this message is being transmitted at this time. We command, we decree as children of authority, lift up your heads, O ye gates, O ye ancient doors, that the King of glory may come in, that the word of the Lord will have entrance even to every soul, even on this mountain tonight, and every soul that will listen to this message, even after today, in the mighty name of Jesus. The power daring that saves, that deliver, that blesses, O Lord, will be our portion in the name of Jesus. We say, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be lift up ye everlasting doors, that the King of glory may come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. He is the King of glory. He is the one that subjects, that subdued, that put under our feet every principalities and powers, every wicked spirit, even everywhere that this message is being transmitted at this time. We render them useless and powerless concerning our guardian of tonight in the name of Jesus. That we pray, O Lord, the blessing that you will give unto us, O Lord, as we are returning from this mountain, O Lord, shall be permanent in our lives, and we will run our Christian journey with it, even that will help us to make it to eternity, in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, King of glory. We give you praise, we give you honor, we give you adoration. Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Our God is good. Oh, what a mighty God is our God. The second Thursday in the month of September. Isn't God good? Our God is good, and his mercy endures forever. Many, we started this September together, but as of this moment, they have gone to the world of the dead. But here we are among the living. The Bible says only the living will praise the Lord. Daddy, we thank you for the privilege. Daddy, we thank you for your mercy and your grace, Father, that sustain us even at this moment. We say, be thou exalted in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Today, we are going to go through even the Bible passage that we started last week, the book of Malachi chapter 3. And we are going to go through from verse 8 to 18. I'm going to read from the Amplified Bible Version. Amplified Bible Version. From verse 8, it said that you have robbed God. You have robbed God. Verse 8 of Malachi 3. Will a man rob God? Yet you are robbing me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings, you have withheld. You are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, this old nation. Bring all the tithes, the tenth, into the storehouse, so that there may be food in my house. And test me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you so great a blessing until there is no more room to receive it. Verse 11. Then I will rebuke the devourer, insect plagues, for your sake, and it will not destroy the fruits of the ground, nor will your vine in the field drop its grapes before harvest, says the Lord of hosts. All nations shall call you happy and blessed, for you shall be a land of delight, says the Lord of hosts. Your words have been harsh against me, says the Lord. But you say, What have we spoken against you? You have said, it is useless to serve God. What profit is it if we keep his ordinances and walk around like mourners before the Lord of hosts? So now, we call the arrogant happy and blessed. Evildoers are exalted and prosper. And when they test God, they escape unpunished. Verse 16, the book of remembrance. Then those who feared the Lord with awe-filled reverence spoke to one another, and the Lord paid attention and heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him of those who feared the Lord with an attitude of reverence and respect, and who esteem his name. They will be mine, says the Lord of hosts, on that day when I publicly recognize them and openly declare them to be my own possession, that is, my very special treasure. And I will have compassion on them and spare them as a man spares his own son who serves him. The last verse, Malachi 3:18. Then you will again distinguish between the righteous and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to our hearing and for our blessings in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. All powerful God, we thank you for your power over us and all that you have given unto us. We appreciate your mercy that never ceases over our lives and your grace that is sufficient for us all the way through these terrible and troubled times. Thank you for the victory you've given unto us through our Lord Jesus Christ. According to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 verse 57 that says, but thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Forever your name be praised and worshipped and adored in our lives in Jesus' mighty name. Amen, 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 and amen. Hallelujah. Brethren, our God is all-knowing God. He is ultimate. He sees all things and nothing is hidden before him. The book of Proverbs chapter 15 verse 3 says, the eyes of the Lord are in every place, keeping watch on the evil and the good. Also Hebrews 4:13 says, no creature can hide from God. God sees all, everyone and everything is exposed, opened for his inspection. And he is the one we will have to explain ourselves to. I want you to pray. Almighty God, I thank you that you know everything about me. Nothing about me is hidden to you, God. You know my present situation. You know what I'm passing through now. You know what is going on around me. You know what is going on in me. You know what I'm passing through. Daddy, I thank you because I have a God that knows all things about me. I want you to thank God. Your God, my God, our God, knows everything because he is the all-knowing God. We give him praise, we give him honor. I want you to thank God that you are his, that you are in his view. His view, everything. Let me tell you, every minute, every second of your life, God, every moment, God have them in his presence. Isn't God awesome? I want you to say, God, I thank you that I am in your view at all times. You are watching over me at all times. He watches over his own. Remember that song. Have faith in God. When your pathway is lonely, he sees and knows all the way you have trod. Never alone. At the least of his children, have faith in God. Have faith in God. God sees everything. everything. I want you to thank God. Daddy, you know that which I'm passing through now. Daddy, you know everything about me is in your view. You are viewed and you see them. And let me tell you, you did not just see them and abandon and just for sin's sake. I want you to say, oh, knowing God, I thank you for seeing and know everything going on in my life. And that you are in control. He sees everything. Nothing is hidden about you before God. And let me tell you, he's in control. The Bible says he reigns over the affairs of men. He is the one reigning over that situation. He is the one reigning over that circumstances. He is the one, he reigns over everything that concerns you and that pertains to you. He is God, all-knowing God. Don't let the devil tell you nonsense that God is not seeing you, that God is not in your affairs, that God is not even looking at your side. No, that is the deceit of the enemy. Everything about you, they are all in the view of the Almighty God. He's seeing everything and he knows everything. Give him thanks. I want you to say, my Father, I thank you because you sees and knows all evil and wicked ones in my life. Let me tell you, he sees them. That one that is pinching you. That one that is pinning you. That one that is kicking you. That one that do you good. That one that extend hand of help to you. That one that does good to you. That one that is helping you. That one that is raising you up. That one that is suppressing you. God sees everything. I want you to say, my Father, I thank you. Because you sees and knows all evil and wicked ones in my life. You know all those that are doing me good. Daddy, I thank you. Tonight, call them to judgment. Whether good or bad. Good, you will receive the reward. If you have done bad, if you are doing bad to me, you will receive the judgment. Because my God sees everything and he will repay every man according to his deed. I want you to say, my Father, my God, God of justice, you see and know all the good and bad things people have done to me tonight. Pay them accordingly because you are God. You are the one that is reigning over my affairs. You know everything going on with me. You know that even that which I don't know because you are God. Daddy, pay everyone according to their deeds towards me. According to their deeds towards your children. According to their deeds even towards the body of Christ. In the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want you to pray. God, you sees and knows all the evil done, even by the leaders in our lands, even in the body of Christ. Tonight, God, judge according to their deeds. Judge them according to their deeds in the name of Jesus. And those ones that are doing the work as you are giving it unto them, reward them accordingly in the name of Jesus. Because you are our God, you are the all-knowing God, you sees all things and you will pay everyone according to the works of their hand. Father, those that are affecting the body of Christ negatively, that you judge them according to their works. Father, those them, oh Lord, that are praying, that are laboring, doing the work as you have given it unto them faithfully and devotedly, Daddy, reward them accordingly in the name of Jesus. Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. From the passage read, Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 18, God was very wroth with his people because of their wickedness towards him by robbing and stealing from him. They did not know. Let me say, maybe they have forgotten that God is God, that he sees all things and he knows all things. Our God is all seeing and all knowing God. God confronted them in the very verse 8 of today's Bible passage, the book of Malachi chapter 3 verse 8 to 9. God confronted them. Will someone steal from God? You robbing me. Will a man rob God? Yet you are always stealing from me. God told them, I see it. I know what you're doing. I can see you. Nothing is hidden before me. Yet you are always stealing from me. But you self-centered people still ask, how have we stolen from you? In the tithes and the offerings you have not given me as the law requires, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, the old nation, this old nation. Like Hebrews 4:13 says, no creature can hide from God. God sees all. He sees all we are doing and have done. There is no hiding from God, my brothers and my sisters. Whether you are in the church or you are not in the church, wherever you are, God sees you. The psalmist said, you observe my wanderings and my sleeping, my waking and my dreaming, and you know everything I do in more detail than even I know. Even more than what you know that you are doing. God knows more than what you know that you are doing. You see how God, you can't compare your knowledge with the knowledge of God. You don't even know more about yourself like God did. You know what I am going to say long before I say it. Lobatom, God knows what you are thinking in your heart even before you say it out. It is true, eternal one, that you know everything and everyone. That's Psalm 139 verse 3 to 4. God declared his people self-centered people. God is so much to be deceived. You cannot deceive God. He knows those that are doing what he commanded. He knows you and he knows me in and out. You may look loving but hateful. God knows you totally. He knows the man in you and of you. God said they are self-regarding, selfish and egocentric people. They think more of themselves than God who created them in his own image by his genuine love towards them. It was through his genuine love that he created us, even his own very image. God created you to be like him. He did not create you a stone. He did not make you a tree or a river. And he created you even just like him, a little lower than the angel, because he loves you. And he did not think of himself alone at any time, but constantly thinking about man, thinking about you and about me, according to Psalm 8 verse 4. I can't help but wonder why you care about me. Where you care about mortals, sons and daughters of men, speck of dust floating about the cosmos. I don't know why he loves me so. I don't know why he loves me so. God just loves you. He loves me. He loves man that he created in his own image. He's not self-centered like us. God put it into their face. You self-centered people, you think much of yourself than me, your God, that created you in my own image. I want you to pray. My Father, forgive me for stealing from you by any means and in any ways in the mighty name of Jesus. I know some of you say, but I pay my tithe. You can steal from God not by giving him back what he gave you, your time, your days, talent, possession. John 3:27 says, John answered, a man can get only what God gives him. You can only get what God gives you. If God did not give you that time, if God did not give you that day, if God did not give you that moment, if God did not give you that talent, if God did not give you that gift, if God did not give you that child, if God did not give you that husband, if God did not give you that wife, if God did not give you that possession, you cannot have it. Because God is the giver of all things. Hallelujah. Think about this. Even your life is given to you by God. Psalm 36 verse 9 says, you are the giver of life. Your life lets us enjoy life. He requires the life back at any time. But before then, give him the totality of your life. Serve and worship him with your life. Can you confidently and genuinely sing this song with me? Take my life and let it be consecrated, Lord, to thee. Can you say, take my moment and my day, take my hand, take my feet? Can you sing it? Take my voice, take my lips, take my silver and my gold. Not a mite will I withhold. Take my will, take my heart, it is thy own. It shall be thy royal throne. Can you confidently and genuinely sing that? I give everything to you. Take them. Take them all. I want you to pray. My Father, my God, giver of life, forgive my self-centeredness towards you. In the mighty name of Jesus. Pray, 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 pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray tonight. Forgive me, O Lord, for my self-centeredness towards you. God, forgive my robbing and stealing from you in all that you've given unto me. Father, that I should give just 10% of them. But Lord, I still refused. Father, I pray. My God, everything of me, about me and in me, you gave me. Therefore tonight, I give all to you in the name of Jesus. Can you sing that song? I surrender all. I surrender all to thee, my blessed Savior. I surrender all. I want you to pray. God, please accept all of me, all of my being, and all that you have given unto me. Make use of them in all your ways, O Lord. Make use of all that you have given unto me. I surrender all to you in the name of Jesus. My brother, my sister, remember, God gave Isaac to Abraham. He requested of him a sacrifice. Abraham did not hold it back. Abraham did not hold back Isaac. And God proved himself as Jehovah Jireh. Verse 9 of tonight, Bible passage, Malachi 3 says, you are cursed with a curse, for you are robbing me, this old nation. Different means that we can rob God, spending money on sickness. Many ways that curses can come upon us. Many will think that, oh, when they say somebody is cursed, it's when you see that person walking naked on the street. No. Different means of time are all type of curses. Spending money on sickness, diseases, accident, court cases, tickets, and you know, by means that devil make sure that he gets that money. To mention but a few, I want you to pray. My Father, tonight, remove all curses I've procured upon myself by robbing and stealing from you in the name of Jesus. Daddy, tonight, remove them by the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Forgive me, O Lord. Remove every curse that I procure upon myself by robbing and stealing from you in the name of Jesus. My God, you are a forgiving God. Erase all my sins of robbing you. Cancel all curses I have incurred and bless me in return in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Verse 10 to 12 of Malachi 3 says, bring to the house, storehouse, a full tenth of what you earn, so there will be food in my house. Trust me in this, says the Lord, all powerful. I will open the windows of heaven for you and pour out all blessings you need. I will stop the insect so they won't eat your crops. The grapes won't fall from your vine before they are ready to pick, says the Lord, all powerful. All the nation will call you blessed because you will have a pleasant country, says the Lord, all powerful. Brethren, I will not dwell on verse 10 so much, because as a believer in Christ, no one should be entreating you, begging you, or talking to you into paying your tithes. It is between you and God. The pastor can only preach it maybe once in a year or twice in a year, in case we have new members, or in case new believers, new converts join the church. But let me tell you, as a believer in Christ, you must know what the Lord required of you. You must know. I know that every Sunday they talk about tithe and offering. You must know that it's between you and God. No pastor is going to deep hand in your pocket. No minister will deep hand in your pocket. You got to be faithful. Set tenth of all your earnings you bring to the house of God. If any man tries it, you know, failing to bring the tenth, if any man try to rob God, God said, just try it. Just try it, you will see what you will see. This is not my word, it's the word of God. It's not Becky's word. So whether you like it or not, it's your own choice. It's your own choice. It's for your good. It's not that God wants to eat your money. God cannot eat your money. Once you've given the money as offering or tithe, leave it there. Let the people in charge of the affairs of the church take care of it. Don't even go there and be looking or be digging and be asking. You have given it, give it over. Don't go back. Don't question it. Don't let devil begin to bring, you know, stupid thing to your memory about how they are spending it. Let me tell you, God sees everything. God knows everything. Do your part and leave the rest. The Lord bless you as you do so. The Bible says, all unrighteousness is sin. Just make sure that you do the right thing. Just make sure that you do as the word of the Lord has commanded. So, the book of James chapter 4, 17 says, so whoever knows the right things to do and fail to do it, for him it is sin. You know it is the right thing for you to pay the tithe. It's the right thing for you to give offering. And you refuse to do it. The Bible says, you know the right thing, you did not do it. That is counted to you as a sin, period. So I'm not going to talk much upon that. If you have been the one that have been doubting, or you say because the pastor or the people in charge of the church finance, the way they are spending the money, because of that you will not pay your tithe. Today, I'm standing as the oracle of God. I'm standing as the servant of the Most High God. Please, have a change of heart. Have a change of mind. Pay your tithe. Do as God has commanded you. Trust and obey. Release the rest for God to handle. You just trust and obey him, and you will eat the fruit thereof in the name of Jesus. Verse 11 to 12, God pointed out, blessing that will be upon who stop robbing him and stealing from him. Are you willing and ready to stop robbing God with your tithes, time, days, possession, your life, and everything he has given to you? If your answer is yes, then according to God's words, so you will receive as from tonight, from him, in the mighty name of Jesus. Maybe you are on this mountain and you are yet to receive Christ as your Lord and Savior. Will you do so now? Give unto God, through his Son, the totality of your life. He gave you that life in the first instant. Give it back to him. Let him have the totality of your life, and you will begin to enjoy all the blessings declared by God in the mighty name of Jesus. I want you to pray. Decree and declare that as I give unto God the tenth of my earnings, I have open windows of heaven upon me in the name of Jesus. My heavens, the windows of heaven will never be closed to me, will never be closed upon me. As I give unto God, as I fulfill my part as a tither, as I fulfill my part as the one that give offerings even unto the Lord as he has commanded, my heavens are open for outpouring of blessings in the name of Jesus. I will not hold back that which God has given me in any way at any time in the mighty name of Jesus. Therefore, I have all spiritual blessings upon me because I will not hold back that which God requested of me, that which God required of me in the place of paying tithe and even offering. I will give according to what God has commanded, as he has commanded. So I will give in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name. And all spiritual blessings will be mine in the name of Jesus. My brother and my sisters, Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3 says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. I want you to pray. I will not steal nor rob God of anything he has given unto me. Therefore, as from tonight, I have abundant blessing in the mighty name of Jesus. Abundant blessing, even until there is no room for it, in the name of Jesus. It be so plenty that I will not have enough room to display it, to put it, in the name of Jesus. The man of the Lord said it, and so shall it be. Because as from tonight, I no longer steal or rob God even of anything that he has given unto me, even robbing him of tithe and offering, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Verse 11 of Malachi chapter 3 says, I will stop the insects so they won't eat your crops. The grapes won't fall from your vine before they are ready to pick, says the Lord All-Powerful. I want you to pray. God, I will not rob you of anything that you've given me. Tonight, rebuke the devourer for me in the mighty name of Jesus. As I've entered into that covenant, as I promise never to rob you, even of the tithe that you commanded me to give. Daddy, rebuke the devourer for me in the mighty name of Jesus. My brother and my sister, devourer represents anything that is eating you up and anything that is eating the fruit of your labor up. So therefore, I decree and declare tonight, as you stop robbing God, as you stop stealing from God, as you dedicate yourself in paying your tithes and in giving offering, as the word of God has commanded us today, that Lord will rebuke the devourer for you in the name of Jesus. That Lord will not permit anything to heat you up or to eat up the fruit of your labor in the mighty name of Jesus. I decree and declare, according to the word of God, no devourer, no cankerworm is allowed to destroy the fruit of your ground, the fruit of my ground, the fruit of our labor, in the name of Jesus. So I decree and declare that no pest, no insect is allowed to destroy the fruit of our ground, to destroy the fruit of our labors, in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that tonight, as we stop stealing and robbing God, vine in our field shall not fail to bear fruit in the name of Jesus. We will be fruitful in all good things in the name of Jesus. We'll be fruitful in the works of our hands. We'll be fruitful in our ground. We'll be fruitful in our body. We increase in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare in the mighty name of Jesus that our life shall not fail to bear glorious fruit in the name of Jesus, as we have committed, even in fulfilling, in paying our tithes and giving of offerings in the mighty name of Jesus, that Lord will cause us to bear fruit in all areas, glorious fruit in our lives in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Verse 12 of Malachi 3 says, and all nations will call you blessed, for you will be a land sparkling with happiness. These are the promises of the Lord Almighty. Oh my goodness, you will be called blessed, for you will be a land sparkling with happiness. I want you to pray as I start paying my offering and tithe. Father, I decree and declare that, Lord, according to your word, people will call me blessed because they will see your blessing all over me. They will see all your blessing all over me. Oh, we are singing that song. Abraham's blessings are mine. Oh, it's not easy for him even to get that name, for his name to be distinct out like that, that we are singing. Abraham's blessings are mine. The one that did not even hold back even his only begotten son, even his only dear son, Isaac. Oh, he let go of him, even to sacrifice him unto God. And God bless him. I want you to pray and decree and declare that, Lord, because I will not rob you my offerings and my tithe, that day people will call me blessed in the name of Jesus. They will call me the blessed of the Lord. I decree and declare I will be called the fortune, the favor of the Lord in the name of Jesus. My brother and my sister, even the angel called Mary, oh, the Mary of our Lord Jesus Christ, called her blessed and highly favored. I decree and declare that your life and my life, as we go even on paying our tithes and our offerings, our life will be sparkling with happiness and joy forever and ever. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare, as you continue to fulfill your role, as you continue to trust and obey God in paying your tithes and your offering, unstoppable joy is your portion, is my portion. In the name of Jesus, your life and my life will be sparkling, living with happiness happiness and joy forever and ever. In the mighty name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. God took care of their robbing and stealing from him. He turned to them about their attitude. When he settled that about how they are robbing him, then he now, you know, because he's a loving daddy. He who a father loves, he chastises. He a father loves, he corrects, you know. He now come and say, let me talk about your attitude, about your behavior to me. Verse 13 to 15 of Malachi 3 says, your words have been hard, harsh against me, says the Lord. You say, what have we spoken against you? And the Lord answered them, it is vain to serve God. That's what you said. What profit is it that we have kept his ordinance and that we have walked as mourners before the Lord of hosts? And now we call the proud blessed, for those who do wickedness are built up. They even test God and escape. You know the portion that said that we walk as mourners before the Lord. Being quiet in the presence of God does not mean that you are a mourner or you are a melancholy person. No. You reference God. You respect God. I give it to my pastor. He went to a nation to preach, you know, for his school's project. And he said that he entered into this worship center of another God. That you see people, they were just coming in and sitting down quietly, everyone following the line, and everything was just going like that smoothly, until everybody is seated. That you can even hear the drop of a pin. But that is not the case with us. We are so unruly, even in the presence of God. It's being quiet before the Lord does not name you or make you to be called a mourner. But here they say that, why do we do as if, you know, our life is not in us because we are worshiping you? We want to do whatever thing we want, we can do. We want to be shouting. We want to be playing our games. We want to be talking to each other. We just want to be, you know, being unruly and orderly. Beloved of the Lord, watch what you say in the presence of God at any time. Do not permit situation and circumstances of life to push you to the point of speaking harsh words to God. He hears all things. Even let us stop thinking evil about God because of trials and temptations. You know what I am going to say long before I say it. He knows what you are going to say long before you say it. It is true, eternal one, that you know everything and everyone. Psalm 139 verse 4. He knows you more than you know yourself. Before you say a thing, that way he said, don't rush and be opening your mouth in the presence of God. Even in time of situation and circumstances, this we should teach each other. We should let us know that we cannot just open our mouth and be talking nonsense. I want you to pray. My God, my Father, tonight, forgive me of any harsh word I have spoken against you because of issues of life. I want you to pray, my God and my Father, forgive me of anything I have said. Whether I've said it is pointless serving you. Look at the sinners. Look at how they are looking good. Look at how they are enjoying. They are breaking through. They are doing evil and they are escaping. Let me tell you. I always tell people, if everybody has been doing something evil, if I try it, I will be the one they will pick. You don't join the evil one, the wicked one, to continue to do evil. And don't be envious. I want you to pray. My Father and my God, Forgive me of any time, at any time I have said it, that it is pointless serving you because of things that I'm passing through or because of what happened. You cannot say, you have not even said why it's pointless saying that I'm segregating myself and separating myself from doing evil. I don't want to join the company of the evildoers. Temptation and persecution can make one to say that this is too much. I want you to declare that our merciful and forgiving Father will forgive us in the name of Jesus of anything that we have said that is like saying, God, it doesn't even seem it right for me to continue to worship you or to serve you. Look at that brother, look at that sister. Let me tell you, Christianity is not a game. It's not a joke. It's something that you must do dedicatedly. Brethren, it's not easy to be a believer in Christ and to surrender totally to God. We must be truthful to ourselves. It calls for closing your eyes to the things of the world that are so enticing and backing the world totally, but focus on Christ and where you are going. Friends, my friend, and I, we always talk that. You better know where you are going. Let me tell you, families and friends will talk you down, call you stupid, and that you are depriving yourself of all the enjoyment of this world. Please do not look or turn back from following God. Remember that song that says, I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. If no one joins me till I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. If no one joins me, still I will follow. No turning back, no turning back. That word behind me, that cross before me. That word behind me, that cross before me. That word behind me, that cross before me. No turning back, no turning back. A friend of mine, myself and her, we have this saying to remind us to call ourselves back to focus, not to let anything distract us. We always say this distance between us. I'm going somewhere. I'm going somewhere. This we use to call ourselves that don't let anything distract you. Maintain your focus. Heaven is where we are targeting. Heaven is where we are going. Heaven is where we all must focus. Because a day is coming that you will leave this world. This world is not permanent. This world is not my home. We are just passing by. Queen Elizabeth is gone forever. God has stopped her. Now she's on the other side, facing her own judgment. I want you to pray, decree and declare that I will not lose focus of my relationship with God for any reason in the name of Jesus. Nothing will make me to lose my focus following Jesus, my master. I will continue to look unto Jesus, the author and finisher of my faith, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not, because of what families and friends are saying, to lose my focus of heaven, in the mighty name of Jesus. I will not, because I want to belong. I want them to accept me into their court. I want them to accept me into their group, and lose my focus of going to heaven, in the name of Jesus. So I decree for every members of my household, no friend will distract them from focusing, even going to heaven, in the name of Jesus. They will not lose their focus, even following Jesus, in Jesus' name. I want you to pray. I will not call the proud blessed because of the acceptance of me, because the acceptance of you the proud, you will still call them blessed. Oh, the wicked one, you will call them blessed so that they can give you money. That will not be your portion, will not be my portion. Whatever God called evil, that I will call evil. Whatever God called good, I will call good. I will hate what God hates, and I will love what God loves. If truly you love your Father God, you will love what He loves. My brother and my sister, the walking and walking to heaven is personal. Apostle Paul said, keep on walking with fear and trembling to complete your salvation. Philippians 2, 12b. It's not you and me. It's you alone. It's personal. It is not a matter of you and me. It is your personal decision. Proverbs 23:7 says, don't be envious of the sinful people. Let reverence for the Lord be the concern of your life. The fear of God, let it be the concern of your life. Do not be envious of the wicked, of the sinful people. Verse 15 says, even they are tested, they test God and escape. Please never join the wicked in their wickedness towards God. They provoke God's patience, and God does not punish them because God is giving them time to repent. But let me tell you, for real, the Bible says in Psalm 11, verse 6, upon the wicked, godless, it will rain coals of fire. Fire and brimstone and a dreadful caution wind will be the portion of their cup of doom. Wicked people, you will not be partaker of that in Jesus' name. I want you to pray, God, by your Holy Spirit, I will keep on walking with fear and trembling to complete my salvation. I will continue walking my salvation with fear and trembling by the power of your Holy Spirit. Because it's not by power, it's not by might, but by my spirit, says the Lord. Help me, O Lord, to continue to walk my salvation with fear and trembling of you in the name of Jesus. Father, by your Holy Spirit divine, Father, I will not play negligence. I will not play carelessness with my salvation in the name of Jesus. I will never be careless with my salvation in the name of Jesus. No matter what, Father, help me. By the power of your Holy Spirit, I will not play negligent. I will not be careless with the matter of my salvation in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare by the Holy Spirit divine, referencing the Lord will be my concern, fearing the Lord, doing the will of God, obeying and trusting Him will be even my concern in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Verse 16 to 18 says, those who honor the Lord spoke with each other, and the Lord listened and heard them. The names of those who honored the Lord and respected Him were written in His presence in the book to be remembered. The Lord all powerful says, They belong to me. On that day, they will be mine. As parents show mercy to his child who serves him, I will show mercy to my people. You will again see difference between good and evil, between those who serve God and those who don't. I want you to pray. My Father, my God, write my name in the book of remembrance of yours, in your presence, in the name of Jesus. God, remember my honoring and respecting your name, in the name of Jesus. Reward me accordingly, O Lord. God, according to your word, let me be recognized openly as your own and your own possession in the name of Jesus. Declare me your own and your own possession publicly, O Lord. You said it, Lord, it's not me. That this your word will not go back until it fulfills its purpose in my life in the name of Jesus. Because I respect and honor your name in the name of Jesus. And I want you to pray, my God, have compassion on me and spare me as your own son who serves you faithfully in the name of Jesus. As I continue to serve you faithfully, spare me, O Lord, by your mercy in the name of Jesus, from every danger, from every reproach, from every shame, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. I want you to pray, God, distinguish between me and those who did not respect or honor you in the name of Jesus, with the blessing that we dash myself and even those wicked ones, O Lord. Father, let the difference be clear, O Lord, at any point in time, O Lord, every moment, O Lord, because I reference you, because I respect your name, because I'm serving you faithfully, because, Lord, I serve you, O Lord. Father, let the difference be clear, O Lord. You said that you will cause there be a difference between those who serve you and those who did not serve you, those who respect you and those who did not respect you. That you fulfill this your word in my life, oh, let the difference be clear, oh God. That Lord, they will know that indeed I am your own, that we are your own. Oh, bless all the minister of God that are doing it the way you have given unto them. Bless all children of God that respect you and honor your name, in the name of Jesus. Let the difference be clear, oh Lord, even in our family, even in our churches, even in our school place, even in our workplace, they will know that these are the people of the Lord. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, we thank you, we bless you, oh Lord, as we have rededicated ourselves, as we have come, oh Lord, with total repentance in any way we have been robbing and stealing from you, that we know that as you have asked for forgiveness, you have forgiven us. All the blessings of those who are trusting and obeying you, those who respect and honor your name, O Lord, that they let it begin even to be obvious in our lives, individually and collectively, O Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as we go another week, go with us, O Lord. Come next week, O Lord, let us come back with testimony and blessing that no power of the enemy can shift. Thank you, King of Glory, Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen, 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 and amen. Same time next week, remain blessed. I love you. Bye-bye.